Fencast. I'm Sabra Kojess.
And I'm May, and Avril still hasn't done anything, but we're starting the Avril Do Something Oh My God 2024 campaign, so definitely, like, donate to that. Help us stir up some buzz.
What does the donation go to doing?
Well, it'll mostly be to go to directly to us because we are the people who are suffering the most from it. So we're the most impacted by Avril doing nothing.
It's emotional damages.
It is.
Should we sue Avril Lavigne? Here's actually, wait. Hear me out.
Great.
I know, obviously, we can't, like, well, actually, you've said yourself, you can sue for anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you'll get anywhere with it, but you can sue for anything. And what better publicity for our podcast than if we sue Avril Lavigne for not doing anything and therefore not having any content to make about her?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I would lose my license, but sure.
Would you, though? How hard is it to lose a law license?
I think that you could speed run it. You could really try your damnedest to get your license revoked as fast as possible. That'd be a good way to start.
I feel like it. What if it's just me suing?
Well, I mean, I'm not your lawyer, so I guess maybe I could try as hard as possible to distance myself from it. And I think the way to do it would be to be like, and I think maybe we could drum up more publicity by doing this. Although now that I've been recorded saying it, they would ignore that part of it. But I think it could be like her, co-host is an attorney who has vehemently opposed this suit. Sabra has filed this pro se. She's not represented.
You don't think I could find another lawyer? My friend's girlfriend's a lawyer.
Yeah, I mean, I think we would all have a similar fear.
That, what, you'd get your law license revoked first? I mean, let's be real here. Somebody tried to help a woman sue ABC for supposedly stealing her pilot idea, even though, like, timeline-wise, it didn't make any sense, because they would have definitely already greenlit Abbott Elementary by the time this woman would have pitched her pilot.
Right.
So it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can probably find a lawyer to represent you to say whatever. There's some crackpots out there.
Right, I'm not trying to win.
I don't think they should do it.
I'm not trying to win the lawsuit.
I think it's very clear from this podcast alone that I know that case would be BS, and therefore they could point to this and say, you've done a bad thing, attorney. You should go to forever attorney jail.
Well, what if you, like, take your mom's route, and because you had a baby, you decide you don't want to practice law anymore? I know your mom's still technically a lawyer. She still, like, has the license and everything. But what if you wanted to not practice law and then you got rid of your law degree? Or not your law degree.
I mean, I could just simply stop paying my dues to be a bard.
Right,
lawyer.
So then would you sue with me?
Sure. Yeah. If I ever do that, why not? I'll just go nuts and I'll make sure I can never come back to the practice.
Great.
Burn some bridges. Hey, gang, don't file frivolous lawsuits. Don't do that.
What would happen is, you know how, like, we've talked about Olivia Rodrigo had to put Paramore on as songwriters rather than just, like, fight the lawsuit saying that she stole Misery Business, even though she clearly didn't. What is the likelihood that if we filed this frivolous lawsuit, they would just give us some money to make us shut up?
I'm going to say none.
Oh, why not?
Because this is so very frivolous. It just makes no sense at all.
But wouldn't it still cost more to go to trial?
No. I mean, no, you would never even... There's no possibility of going to trial with this one. You know what I mean? Like, with a copyright lawsuit, copyright's wild. Anything could happen. So they're hedging bets.
I can't believe you're crushing my dreams.
Yeah. With this, they'd be like, LOL.
But great publicity. We can definitely get someone to write, like, a newspaper article about
it. I'm sure that we could. Yeah.
Okay, well, that starts that off. I'm also just gonna, because it's not really that much to talk about, so I'm just gonna throw out my personal life in the beginning of this podcast. Last we talked about my personal life, gang. I said that I had begun dating somebody or someone I'd gone out with a few times. I had some qualms, but I was still, like, cautiously optimistic. He dumped me. So, that's over. It was wildly confusing.
The audacity is really next level.
It was. It was just, like, it was just so confusing because he said he had a great time on our third date. We, like, kissed, he walked me home, like, it was a whole thing. And then we made, a week later, we made plans for a fourth date. And then when I texted the day before to be like, do you want to do this time or this time? Then he canceled on me and was like, we just don't have enough in common. And I'm like,
yeah, the timeline, very strange.
The timeline didn't make sense. Why would you go on the third date if you knew we didn't have anything in common? Because you already knew. There's nothing learned on the third date in that vicinity. That was so crazy. And especially, why would you agree to a fourth date? Why not use that? Because I asked for the fourth date. So why not then just be like, hey, actually, no.
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense.
Explain yourself, sir.
Yeah. So that was unfortunate. Not that I don't think I could do better, because in this case I do, but I was excited by the prospect of not having to.
Yeah, that's so fair. That's so fair. That phrasing is, like, spot on.
Yeah, so.
Alas.
Onwards and upwards. It just is also hard because I don't do dating apps, and I just, like, I want to meet someone in the real world, and that's really difficult. Yeah. Because, like, where am I supposed to do that? You know, so.
You guys can write in and with suggestions if you want.
No offense to our listenership, but I highly doubt they'd have a helpful suggestion in this lane.
But I noticed that I didn't say helpful suggestions.
Oh, true. Yeah, you guys can just give suggestions.
Yeah, why not?
But I can tell you places I've tried the gym. This dude I met at a bar. Long ago, I used to do improv. So I just feel like I have tried different things. And also, it was the whole thing. My boss was like, well, do a cooking class, join a chess club, like, do all these things, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, but I would be doing that solely with the intention of trying to meet somebody, in which case if I don't see somebody on the first day that I like, then it's like a whole waste.
And you're stuck.
And like, it's great to meet people at hobbies when you genuinely like that hobby and you're there to do the hobby. I'm not in the market for new hobbies. I don't really have time for that shit. Like, I have hobbies and I have things that I do, and I make this podcast and I write screenplays, and occasionally, I haven't been in forever, but I used to go to open mics, and I have this comedy group that we make videos with, and, like,
she's a well-rounded bitch, gang.
Yeah, I do all these things, and so I'm not really looking for, like, a frivolous hobby for no reason. I just, it's not really.
Also, like, what do men do? Men don't do a lot. Right. It's not like you could do something interesting. I was really about to say, it's not like you could do something interesting, like join a knitting circle. That's really interesting. Wow, I am a really boring person. It's interesting because I'm very boring, but also funny, which is like a confusing combination of things.
That's so funny. I have a friend who sometimes drags me to a knitting circle, so there are no men there. Or if they are, they're very ugly and probably gay.
It's really just because I was thinking of taking up knitting to be, like, the ultimate elderly person who's
right,
you know?
Well, I recommend crocheting because you can crochet tiny stuffed animals, and that's what I do.
That was the other thing that I was thinking of taking up, so maybe I'll do crocheting. This is my sign to do crocheting. And
yeah, well, I if you've never crocheted before, I like the Woobles as, like, kits, and they, like, have videos, and they tell you how to crochet. I still buy kits from them, even though I, like, fully know how to crochet now, just because, like, they give you all the materials and, like, it's just easier. I'm like, oh, like, they had a Snoopy. Where is he? I'm not done with him yet, but I have Snoopy.
Oh, that's so cute.
And then I got it as a kit. It was my mom got me this for Hanukkah. So there's also Woodstock that I'll make eventually.
Stop, that's adorable.
And then in this kit also came a little Flying Ace costume set that you can put on the Snoopy.
This is a delight in every way.
Yeah, I mean, granted, this whole thing was like $100, maybe. I don't know, it was expensive. Maybe it wasn't fully $100, but it was a lot. But you also got, I also got a, like a Snoopy themed crochet hook with that one.
Oh, wow.
They don't always have custom crochet hooks, but this one, the Snoopy had a Snoopy crochet hook. So, wow, you know, it was all worth
so
it.
Important.
I know.
Okay, you've completely sold me. It's too bad they're not sponsoring us because we would have at least one person.
Yeah. Oof, Woobles, if you want to sponsor us.
That would be so out of pocket, but it would be really funny.
I would love that. I genuinely
just send them
products.
This clip.
Yes, I will. I'll tag them on Instagram.
Okay. Perfect.
So that's basically it with my life. It's also just annoying when you, like, have something. I hadn't realized this because it had been so incredibly long since there was anybody that I was even remotely interested in. And I realized that as soon as it was gone for me, as soon as it was taken away from me, I was like, fuck, now I feel extra, like, kind of bad, just in the sense of until I go out and do something, there is no chance for me to meet someone. So, like, right. On Wednesday night, the night that we were supposed to, like, go on our fourth date, I was laying in bed and I was like, I'm not doing anything. It's a Wednesday night. I'm not going to go to a bar. I don't have plans with friends. Like, I'm just laying in bed, and so there is absolutely no possibility for me to meet somebody.
Yeah.
To have the, like, spark of, oh, maybe there's something here. Maybe this is someone I could have a crush on. Maybe this is something that could turn into something. I just had to sit and be crushless.
Right. Ugh. Crushless in Seattle. This is the worst.
That's a good title for a movie.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
the new Sleepless
good.
In Seattle. I genuinely, have I said this on the podcast before? Probably. I thought Sleepless in Seattle was a horror movie for years.
Really? You've never
I
said
was certain
that.
Of
I've never
it.
Heard you say this.
It was based purely off the title.
What?
It sounded to me like it was like, oh, you're sleepless because something scary is happening. And I think
that.
I also confused it. It's the same thing that happened to me with While You Were Sleeping, because there's a horror movie called While You Were Out. And I confused the two of them. And I thought While You Were Sleeping was a horror movie. And I thought Sleepless in Seattle was a horror movie, also based on that, because all of them talk about sleep.
So if anything has to do with sleep in your mind, it's a horror movie?
Totally.
I guess sometimes Eyes Wide Shut's a horror movie, right?
Yeah. And I think I was about 15 years old when I found out that Sleepless in Seattle was a rom-com. Boy, that was confusing. It would be like if you found out that Nightmare on Elm Street has been a rom-com this whole time and you just got really confused about the premise.
Well, that one says nightmare. It's a little slightly
different.
Friday
the 13th. Let's throw that out there. Friday the 13th
sure.
is, I feel like, comparable. Because it could be like, Friday the 13th, a quirky thing happened and now
yeah.
we're in love, you know?
Yeah. What about the movie Sleepover that I made you watch that day that
oh,
I was really sad?
Classic. Yeah, that's one of the best movies ever made, can I just
it
say?
It is. Not a horror movie. Also not a rom-com.
What is her name? The lead actor? She's a shining light in it.
Alexa Panavega. I think she's
Thank
a Trump
you.
Supporter, so.
You hate to see it.
Yep. Anyway.
Downhill
so that's
from Sleepover, that's all I can
Yeah,
say.
Literally.
That was her peak.
It genuinely was. So that's what's going on with me these days. And now, oh, I guess tonight the other thing is I'm going to see, maybe this is the terrible reason why I couldn't record past a certain time today, is because the final Michigan, University of Michigan college football game is tonight. It's like a really, mm-hmm. really, really big deal. And I live in a neighborhood that has a lot of Michigan grads, has a lot of Michigan bars. I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan, where the university is located. And so I'm going to see what happens if I like walk by one of these bars, if it's too so incredibly crowded that there's no point, then there's no point, but see if maybe one of these isn't so incredibly crowded, sit at the bar, order food to go. It's probably going to take a while because they'll be really busy, and then kind of see if someone will talk to me.
Yeah.
And then I won't have the issue that I had with this other dude where he was an Ohio State fan. And I genuinely believe that may be the reason that he didn't want to date me anymore.
Oh, wow.
Did I not tell you this? Yeah, this is
no.
this is my leading theory, because the timeline made no sense. So what had happened, though, was that he canceled things on Tuesday. The day before, the Monday day before, was the Rose Bowl, major college football game, in which
yeah.
Michigan was going against Alabama. So not his team, but he had said to me that he was going to be rooting hardcore for Alabama because he's an Ohio State fan. Therefore, he also hates Michigan.
Of course.
So he was really, really rooting for Alabama, didn't want to see Michigan succeed. Meanwhile, Ohio State, I think that same night, hardcore lost their game to a not great team.
Embarrassing.
My dad said it was embarrassing. So, so I genuinely, genuinely wonder and maybe believe that he was like, you know what? I don't want to date someone who's not going to like commiserate with me on this.
That would not surprise me at all. That actually makes perfect sense. I hate to say.
Right. But also, like, timeline-wise, it checks out. It makes sense as to why he would, like, originally agree to the date and then cancel. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
That's my leading theory.
Wowee. All right. Well, yikes.
So now I'm going to try to go to a Michigan bar and hope to. That way, it'll be cool. Even though I don't care about football, whoever talks to me will be like, oh, but, like, she's from Ann Arbor. Like, that's inherently cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. This all checks out to me.
Thank you so much. It's been 16 minutes of recording time. We're going to get into the podcast now. Ooh. It is, from the title, you can see it's the Ultimate Avril Lavigne Road Trip Playlist.
Bow, 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 yeah, bow. Baby. I'm doing my daily Google for Avril Lavigne songs so that I can have a full list.
I have been listening to a lot of Avril Lavigne songs recently, but I've been listening to them basically all on YouTube, which means they aren't going to count for my Spotify. And because I felt like kind of a fake Avril fan, because Avril was fifth on my most listened to Spotify artists of 2023, which in my defense, I realized is because every other one of them had an album come out in 2023 or at the very end of 2022, whereas Avril's didn't come out. It came out like earlier in 2022, so I was already kind of done listening to it by the time 2023 rolled around, and that's why she's fifth place. So frankly, the fact that she made the list at all, A plus.
Yes, it shows that you're a true fan. Facts.
Right, exactly. So anyway, I've just been listening to a lot of her songs because I'm also doing research for an upcoming episode where we talk about how Avril is not like other girls.
And she's totally not. I think that we can get this out of the way right now that, like, the correct answer to this is, like we always say, My World on repeat. Don't worry about it. How many hours is the road trip? Does not matter. My World the whole time.
I was not going to say that. I thought you were going to say something that I had said to you off air previously, but I do think you've probably forgotten about this, and it'll jog your memory, but it'll be new information when I initially say it, which was that the very first song on the playlist should be Mobile.
Yeah. And frankly, it could be Mobile on repeat if you want. Go nuts. So have you ever, you know how there are some songs that, like, it's hard to tell when it starts and ends and you can accidentally listen to them a whole bunch of times?
That's not something I've ever done, but I'll take your word for it.
I'll give you a specific example. There is a song called, what is it called? Hold on one second. You're going to have to cut out a little bit of time while I
work. That's okay.
Because I just texted my mom about this. Oh yeah. And do you know the song Little Boo Thing?
I know there's a TikTok song, and I don't know if it's the song that you're thinking of, but it has that phrasing in it. The one's like,
yes,
you're my little boo thing.
Yes,
and now I'm gonna
hit
what you do thing. Yeah, I've texted you about this song because it's a song where this man is like, leave your boyfriend for me. I'm gonna steal you from your boyfriend. And then it popped off on TikTok and people are obsessed with it because it's a catchy song.
It is.
Like, people also, like, on the internet, like to get so mad about things like that where they're like, respect someone's relationship. Blah, 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 blah. As if, like, you can force someone to cheat, which you can't.
Totally. I will say the way the song comes off to me, like having listened to the whole thing multiple times in a row accidentally, as I'm about to say, is that he's like, I know you're dating someone else. You could like date me instead. Like, it doesn't come off as trying to convince someone to cheat because it sounds like they all know about each other. And he's like, I'm actually a better option for you, so I'm just going to hang out till you're ready to date me.
Should we pull up the lyrics for this real quick and just do a quick lyric read of a song that's not Avril related? Okay. So it's called Little Boo Thing by Paul Russell. And it says, let me tell you, girl, you're my little boo thing, so I don't give a hoot what your dudes say. Girl, I know.
I don't give a hoot.
It's a great line. But that's what I'm saying. Your dude sounds like it's her boyfriend.
Right, but then he's like, tell him I'm next.
Yeah, like, girl, I know, you a little too tame, I be shooting that shot like 2K, girl, I know, tell him I'm next, tell him you found a little something too fresh, I know, tell him I'm next, tell him you found a little something too fresh.
Yeah, So I think he's like, I'm a better option.
But that's what, to me, no, to me, it does sound like it's, she's in a relationship and he's like, but you're going to break up and you're going to date me, which I'm fine with. I don't care. It's not me, but you people on the internet.
What her dudes say.
Literally. But people on the internet love to get big mad about things like that. And yet this song has popped off so much.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Explain that, Gen Z. I'm going to make it confrontational for no reason. But the thing about this song is that there's like a trumpet kind of sound at the beginning of it that also happens later in the song.
Yeah.
Or maybe it doesn't happen later in the song and it just sounds like a part of the middle of the song. God only knows. But anyway, it's like an under 2 minute song.
Yeah.
And one time I played it in the car and then I did not notice that it looped like 3 times. And I was like, damn, this song's really long. And then I looked and it was like...
It's actually incredibly short.
Yes. So all that to say, sometimes that's a thing that happens. And if there were an Avril song like that, which I don't think there is, then you could just play that for a full road trip.
Sure. So... I do think maybe, let's say we start with Mobile, because Mobile feels like, and I think this is maybe a little bit of the music video as well, but it does feel like, I mean, she says, like, what's the lyric? Went back home again. The sex gotta pack up and leave again. It's got the words pack up and leave again in it. So that feels road trippy. And it does just feel like you should be, like, walking on a dirt road with your, like,
A knapsack?
Yeah, you know, I was going to say this, like the stick with the cloth thing attached with all your stuff in it.
I love that. That's such a vibe. And I think also this is specifically the song that you play when you are parked outside of your friend's house, honking the horn because you were supposed to leave 10 minutes ago and they're still inside, trying to close their comedically overstepped suitcase. And you're like, we're only going to be gone for 3 days. Why do you need a full week's worth of stuff? And they're like, anything could happen. And this is the beginning of a movie, a fun teen rom.
I was just going to say, alternatively, what we could have made this episode is too late now. But what we could have done was the same way we did an Avril Lavigne musical, is we could write a movie where the entire soundtrack is Avril Lavigne songs.
Oh, really powerful. So maybe we're like low-key doing that in the background, or maybe we think we could get it a whole different episode.
Right, exactly. Because in that, the musical one was hard.
You guys, Avril, do something 2024. This is not our fault.
The musical one was hard because we had to think of, like, what character could sing this song. But in this, these would just be songs undercurrenting the movie. So that might be a little bit easier. Okay, so we start with Mobile. Then I think we go into My World, because at this point in the road trip, you're still in your hometown. You haven't, like, gone out yet or made it to the highway because you have to drive a little to get there. And so that's where we, like, see where you got fired by fried chicken ass.
And you're so excited to be starting this road trip. You don't care that the lyrics are dumb. You're just blasting it and you're having a good time.
Right. You haven't hit the point in the road trip where you start to feel nauseous and like, you really need to pee, but there's no rest stop nearby. And like, you're kind of getting annoyed. Yeah.
And because you're driving through Pennsylvania, and why is Route 80 like this? And why can't you pull off into any part of Allegheny? I'm just upset about it, okay? I'm still upset.
Yeah, is this from experience?
This is from multiple experiences. I had to warn my mom when she was driving on Route 80. I was like, girl, you gotta go to a rest stop in Ohio or New Jersey. You can't try Pennsylvania. It's a mess.
Is this from law school? Why were you driving to law school?
So first of all, we have to... I can't say what law school I went to, so we can't get to
No, I know, but I'm just, your law school was far enough that a plane ride is perfectly valid.
Yes, but sometimes you gotta move there with a whole lot of stuff, and it's easier to do that by driving. And sometimes you're bringing a car there, and so you gotta get it there somehow.
There should be a service for that, where you can pay someone to do that.
You can, it's just too expensive. Mm. I know, because my roommate did it, and I went. I think I would have driven, except that she was driving from way farther, so maybe I wouldn't have.
Hawaii.
You got it.
How do we get cars to Hawaii? Do they make them there?
Well, I'm sure that some of them, they make them there, and then some of them they ship, and it's very expensive, and they put them on a big boat, and cars are probably very expensive in Hawaii.
Everything is very expensive in Hawaii. It's shocking to me that New York remains the most expensive city to live in.
Yeah.
Over something in Hawaii.
Yeah, because they gotta get shit there.
Right, and I've heard from people who've lived there that they're like, yeah, like a gallon of milk is like $12. And so I'm like, so what happens in New York that happens to make it so much more expensive? It just seems crazy.
Yeah, that does seem crazy. I would like to see a breakdown of that. I would be interested.
Yeah,
and
same.
We should do a road trip to Hawaii.
It also just sucks for Hawaiians because they were a completely self-sufficient nation. And then the U.S. came and fucked it all up.
I think we can say swooped in. I think this is an appropriate use of swooped in.
Yeah, yeah. We'll say the U.S. swooped in and fucked it all up. There's an episode of Outer Moons Everything if listeners are interested in learning more in a comedic way about why we ruined a perfectly wonderful nation of Hawaii. Anyway, then I don't know which order this would go in, but I do think at some point in the road trip, you need to throw in, Here's to Never Growing Up. That's like your pump up, like, we're on the highway now.
Yeah. And I also think, right. I think also perhaps this is the time for the first of two playthroughs of What the Hell.
Yes.
I feel like there needs to be an early days What the Hell to get you pumped up initially. And then there needs to be a late in the game What the Hell.
Yeah.
To be like, wow, we've been on the road a long time. But like, we're still feeling good. We stopped in Sheets. Anything's possible.
Yeah, the other issue that we didn't kind of determine with this, you kind of said this earlier, but like, how long is this road trip? How many songs do we need on this playlist?
Oh, yeah. Maybe, I think that we're going to be sensible about it so that it's not too crazy. And we're going to say it's a road trip to somewhere that's like 3 hours north of Manhattan.
Oh, so we are going 3 hours, or yeah. I guess you're not in Manhattan, so it'd be longer for you, but...
I'm starting in Manhattan, we're just going to say
okay,
that.
Great. Interesting. I don't know that...
Maybe 2.5.
3 hours seems like a short road trip, but I'll give it to you for this, but I think, like, my family used to, from Michigan, drive to New York, and that was, like, 10 hours.
That's bananas. Yes, I've driven to the Midwest, and it has taken, like, in the 12 to 14 hours.
Yeah.
It's rough out there in these streets, and that's why I think it can't be a road trip like that, because that's a road trip out of necessity, and this is a road trip for fun. We're going apple picking.
Oh no, my family's trips to New York, that was just to see New York.
Love it.
Yeah,
you know what, I have nothing but respect for that, but it would be like, again, that's a road trip out of necessity because you do have to get there.
Sure.
This is like, the road trip is part of the fun.
Right. Okay. I get it. Yep.
Also, like, until I went to law school, I never had to drive more than like 2 hours to get anywhere because I'm from New York.
Right.
And like, who goes anywhere else? You know what I mean? So to me, a road trip is a good fun time.
Well, that's, yeah. I mean, we said at one point, because I sent you that TikTok, we kind of did a road trip. It was like a 2-hour drive in Long Island one time. But then I said, alternatively, at some point, there's like the Angry Orchard apple. The Angry Orchard.
Yeah, I would still be down to do that, by the way.
What am I trying to say? Angry Orchard Orchard? Is that what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, the Angry Orchard apple orchard.
Okay, great.
If we throw in an additional modifier between there, then it sounds less crazy.
Are there orchards that aren't apple orchards?
Yeah, you could have a peach orchard, a pear. No, I actually don't think that's true. I think maybe orchard is specific to apple. Is orchard specific to apple? An orchard typically refers to a lot. No, fruit-bearing trees.
Ooh.
Such as apple trees.
Okay, so it could be a peach orchard.
Or a pear, a plum, perchance.
I think cherries maybe grow on trees.
Yes, actually Michigan, famous for its cherries.
Yes, I used to work at a store called Cherry Republic, which sold cherry-based products. Like cherry jams and cherry candies and cherry salsas and cherry horseradish sauce and cherry wine. And anything else you could
that
think.
That sounds delightful.
Yeah, if you've it ever heard does. Of, if you've ever watched Portlandia and seen the sketch from that called We Can Pickle That, where they just start pickling. At first they're pickling like foods and then it's like, broken glass, we can pickle that. That's what basically it was
really
like
good.
Working at this cherry store.
I do love pickled things, and I did not get any pregnancy cravings, but because I love pickles, I was still eating a lot of pickles and people were like, is that because you're pregnant? And I was like, no.
You should have just said yes, like, taken the excuse.
True. I should have. I'm just so pregnant.
Okay, so we're making this playlist specifically for in the future when we go to the Angry Orchard Apple Orchard, which I believe is somewhere in upstate New York.
Yeah, and I think it's not that far upstate.
I want to say it was like a 3-hour drive, but maybe that's even farther than it was.
Let me check. I'm curious now.
It's in Walden.
Yes, I just Googled Angry Orchard Orchard.
It's actually called the Angry Orchard Cider House. And it's, oh, it's an hour and 41 minutes from my home. That's so if so you close. Picked me up at my home.
Yes.
Then it would, we would in total spend approximately 3 hours on the road. And that would be there and back.
That's easy. Okay, we're going to say that that is the road trip that this is.
Okay, great. So we're going to get apples. Are there any Avril Lavigne songs? Avril Lavigne songs, Apple.
Apple Lavigne for your consideration, Apple Lavigne.
Apple Lavigne.
I know that's nothing, but I'm still happy I said it.
The issue is that when you type in Avril Lavigne songs, Apple, it takes you to Apple Music. And I want...
Oh, damn it.
I'm going to type in lyrics and then Apple in quotation marks and see what happens. What the fuck is this song? Oh, no. There is a song. Oh, my God. This is a different episode. There's a song by an artist named Tia Corinne that is called Avril Lavigne.
Oh!
She wrote a song called Avril Lavigne that does have the word apple in it.
I feel like, for some reason, that gave my brain the same kind of feeling as, like, going deep into a conspiracy theory. Even though that's not what it is or what we're doing, it just made me feel like I was going to connect something with a red string.
Yes. So that we'll talk about, or well, I guess we'll listen to that on our own time. I don't think Avril has any songs that have the word apple in it, unfortunately, but we'll just move on. I'm going to pause it for consideration, another song. It's a little bit of a slower jam, but it is still a jam. Not apple jam, song jam. Wish You Were Here. I just feel like I feel like you could really get into that in the car.
Also, it's called Wish You Were Here, and like, Wish You Were Here, we're on the road.
Oh, yeah! Oh, that's good! I didn't even think of that. I was just kind of jamming in my head.
I love it. And then I think maybe this is where Here's to Never Growing Up can go.
Okay. Yeah.
As we bring the tempo back up.
Yes, and I also want to maybe throw in right after Here's Never Growing Up, we throw in Love Sucks.
Yeah. And then I think we need to do one of her, like, Losing Grip or something like that, where we can, like, really just complain for a little bit. Which we have a little bit with Love Sucks, but we've complained in a very upbeat way. We need to complain in a little bit of more of a downbeat way.
Yeah. And then maybe, and I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but maybe the final song, Hear Me Out, is I'm With You.
Yeah. And I think actually in typical road trip fashion, we need to plan it so that I'm With You is the final song. But then we get stuck in a little bit of traffic at some point and we're just on the road for a little longer than we thought we were. So like a very ill-fitting song actually has to end the trip.
Sure. So then we throw in like... Goddess, and we hear her say bananas, yes. Which, guys, we did listen to. We did listen to that song, and she does say, sexy in my... So, I don't know the first... Oh, he treats me like a goddess. She says normally. Thinks I'm sexy in my pajamas. She says normally. The more I'm a hot mess, the more he goes bananas, is what she says.
What is going on? It's making me go bananas to even think about it.
I don't think that's actually what we end on, though. I think what we end on is a song that I never know the title to, but is, Say It With Me Now. I'm the one who's got the prance.
Yes! I'm the one who's who knows the dance or whatever.
Oh, I'm the one who's got the prance. I can't believe she wrote that! I
cannot stress enough that she's got the prance.
I can't believe somebody let her put that into a song.
It's atrocious.
It's so wild.
I think we need to do Kiss Me Like the World Is Ending. It's not that the song is particularly good.
No, I was going to say, you don't like that song.
It feels like something you would dramatically sing in the car.
Sure. Do we want to instead... Is Deja Vu the one that sounds like Kiss Me Like the World Is Ending?
Vu is the one that's like, am I insane? Expecting...
Yeah, I think Deja Vu... Because it's, whatever it is on the album, whatever song comes right before Deja Vu on Love Sucks, sounds weirdly similar to Deja Vu. Yes. You pointed this out originally, and it's, like, really weird because you think you're listening to the same song, but you're not.
You do.
So I'm going to pause it instead because I just don't care about Kiss Me Like the World Is Ending. It gives me Maude Sun vibes because he wrote it, and it, like, it's a little bit the ick. So I'm going to pause it instead. We do Deja Vu.
Great. And it's by the way, it comes directly after Avalanche. And it sounds like Avalanche has taken a wild turn, but it's still sounds like the same song.
Is that it? That's crazy.
Yes. Because it's like, am I insane? It's like I'm running from a net. Yeah, it's like,
oh, sounds
like
yeah.
they just decided to really ramp things up. But yeah, it does sound like yeah. the same song. And I do think that's intentional, but it makes for a confusing listening experience.
Yeah. I wonder if it's intentional. I think back to Machine Gun Kelly's album, his first song, title song on Tickets to My Downfall, title song, sounds incredibly similar to a song he sings far, far later in the album about his dad dying. I don't remember what it's called, but it's the song about mm-hmm. his dad dying. And they have basically the same instrumental. And they're placed extremely far away from each other on the album. And so it took me a while to realize that they were the same instrumental. Mm. So I why didn't Avril just do that? Or, you know, write a different song?
Well, there's also, so an example of more of the Avril thing, on the My Chemical Romance, the seminal My Chemical Romance album, The Black Parade, the first song is called The End. The second song is called Dead. They go right into each other. Like, if you listen to them in succession, it's very hard to pinpoint where one ends and the other begins. Mm. But they are two separate songs where if you listen to one, you wouldn't feel like it was incomplete.
Yeah.
So it's just like they're meant to be a packaged when you're listening straight through to the album. They just go right into each other. So this could be that she's trying to do that. But they are two distinct songs that you could listen to separately.
I don't think Avril is very successful if that was her goal, honestly.
Get her ass. And you know what? She has done nothing lately, so I don't mind blowing up her spot. It's funny because if you Google her and you hit news, which we do constantly, because
yes.
God, we would love... We're out here in these streets. Mm. We would love for her to do something. But the last thing is, like, she and Tyga have officially broken up for realsies this time. And
oh
that article
God.
Was posted on October 13th, 2023, which was my due date. And I have a 10-week-old child. So, Avril.
And you were late. So it's like,
yes,
even extra
she was
time.
Overdue. What's going on now?
I just want to be clear. I do love the song Deja Vu. I honestly, frankly, yes. don't really love Avalanche, if we're being real with ourselves. I know that that's an unpopular opinion. And for some people in May's life.
It is weirdly an unpopular opinion, but I think she's not crushing it on that one. She's got better ballads. I do think.
Yeah, I don't.
I listened to it more recently just because it came up on Shuffle, and I was like, okay, it's not a bad song. I think I was a little harsh on it.
I wouldn't skip it, but I don't like it.
That's exactly how I feel about it, too.
Yeah.
It's not a skip. It's not great.
Right. It's just that I know, like, someone else in your life, a friend or a sibling or someone, said that it was their favorite song on the album. And
My
then there was that... Yeah, there's that TikTok account where they put All I Wanted as a song they didn't like on that album. We've talked about this. Some TikTok account that, like, ranks all the songs on an album when it comes out. And they finally did Love Sucks at one point, and they said Avalanche was their favorite. And yes, I'm so sorry, guys. You actually are legally required to pronounce it Avalanche, even if you are
yes.
American and say the word avalanche. So sorry.
Yeah. Just like how you have to call Goddess the Bananas song. I don't make the rules. I just enforce them on this podcast.
I so wish that song had the word bananas in the title so that we could genuinely
yeah.
call it that all the time, but it's fine.
I think we can call it that all the time. There is nothing stopping us from calling the song Goddess the Bananas song.
It sounds like it's the Wiggles.
Country.
Don't the Wiggles have a banana song?
Yeah. Mashed banana, mashed banana.
Oh, yeah?
And you know what? They say mashed banana because they're
do.
Australian. And that's allowed.
Do you know this because you're a mother or just because you're a human?
Just because I'm a human, because I am an older sibling. My youngest sister was born when I was 15, so there was Wiggles playing in my house for far longer than I was the appropriate age for it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did it not bother you to have, like, a screaming infant when you were a teenager?
No, didn't bother me at all. Babies are also cute, you know? They scream and they're cute. You take what you can.
That's an opinion, not a fact.
I would say by the continued existence of our species, enough people have to agree with me that we haven't died out.
Yes. No, the answer is that I'm the unpopular opinion once again, but I'm just going to put it
fair.
Out there. I am just currently editing the episode where I say that I don't want my boobs to not be sexual, so that's top of mind.
Right. I love that. I think that's a perfectly valid opinion to have.
Yeah, other people don't. Other people really don't think that that's a valid opinion, so.
Well, I think they're being bananas about it. I want to just say that the Angry Orchard serves something called apple chips and dip, which are crispy apple chips paired with an iced cider caramel and maple cream cheese dip on the side. And I think we should get that when we go.
Yes.
What were you saying?
You know, I don't know what I was saying, and it wasn't important. can you, this is a genuine question that I know the answer to, but I am going to posit it anyway. Can you just go to an orchard, like, when it's not fall? Is that allowed?
This one, okay, they have fire pit reservations, and the next available one is January 11th. So I'm going to say yeah.
Damn. Okay, I don't want to go now.
You can just up and go. I don't want to go now either because I have a young enough baby that I actually can't leave her for that long. But when I can.
When is that?
I will see how she does. It depends on when I introduce solids.
Ah, okay. Well, don't you, do you, I don't know how breastfeeding works. Don't you pump into bottles for times when you're not around?
You totally can, but like she emotionally needs me too much now.
Okay.
You know?
Wow, so. Needy much? Can't
I know, relate. What the heck? Embarrassing. It's like you haven't even learned any coping skills for being in the world yet.
Okay. Do we have any other songs we want to throw into that? I mean, it's a 3-hour playlist. We have not come up with 3 hours worth of Avril songs. We've come up with maybe 25 minutes.
But we have said what is really essential on there and like the essential order.
Yes.
I do think just for my own personal needs, I would want to play Nobody's Fool at some point because I still think that song is fun, even though she does the speak singing part and it's dumb.
Okay, I constantly, here's my thing. I think that there's like 3 songs on that album, Let Go, that's what it's called. There's 3 songs on Let Go that I think are Nobody's Home, except for Nobody's Home. So every time I go to listen to Nobody's Home, I think I'm listening to either, and I might be able to tell us what I think that these are. Don't Tell Me. Anything But Ordinary. I always think it's Anything But Ordinary, which is what I want to be listening to. Or it's actually 2 songs. It's that one. Or what's the song where she's like, I want to see you down on one knee.
Oh, yes. If I could say what I want to say, I say I want to blow you away. Be with you every night. Yeah, the one with all the weird innuendos.
Am I squeezing you? I guess I'm wishing my life away. That's what it's called, though. Things I'll Never Say. Yeah, I want to put Things I'll Never Say on this road trip playlist.
Yes! Oh, it's so fun! I don't know why they wrote it that way, but it is so fun.
I know. I do always think that when I click to listen on Nobody's Home, I think I'm listening to one of those other 2 songs, and I never am, and it's always disappointing.
Yeah, and probably disorienting as well, because you need to figure it out. Yeah, that's wild. Also, maybe Tell Me It's Over. That's when you can yell dramatically.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fun. You roll the windows down, you yell, tell me it's over. And then you really hope that you don't get like stopped at a red light because then people would hear you doing that. But you're on the highways. That's not a concern.
I want to say that the time that I referenced earlier where May and I drove through Long Island to get to an orchard, we did not listen to Avril Lavigne songs. We did listen to our own podcast, though.
Right. I was like, what were we listening to? I was actually trying to remember. I forgot that we listened to our podcast, and that is so funny.
Because we needed to see what this Reddit man thought, why he thought that we hated men and didn't want men to listen to our podcast, and we couldn't figure it out.
Anything.
Yeah.
Wow, that's hysterical. I also think that we need to turn on Dumb Blonde, and then while the song is playing, go, this isn't really the vibe, and skip.
Okay, solid. We should have been writing this down, or I should have been, like, adding it to Spotify as we talked for when we actually do this. I mean, I don't know how old babies have to be to eat solid foods. I assume it's at least 6 months.
Minimum 4 months.
Okay.
I'm going to try and push it.
To push it back or forward? See,
further.
So 6 months?
I would love to start her at 6 months. But it depends on what her needs are. You know, you just got to follow the baby sometimes.
How dare she have needs?
I know. What
Only
the hell?
I'm allowed to have needs.
All my life I've been good, but now that I have a baby, I'm thinking, what the hell?
Yeah, literally.
Is Boys Lie on there? Yes, and here's why. Because one sings the Avril part and one sings the MGK part.
Oh, you know
it's
what
a fun moment.
You know what we didn't put on this list was Skater Boy. I think you have to do those in conjunction. I think you have to do Skater Boy and Boys Lie in conjunction. Because I've never said this on the podcast. I texted May about it one time. In the 3 episodes that we've talked about Boys Lie, we've never said that musically it's extremely similar to Skater Boy, which I'm sure is on purpose. But we've just never said
it. Especially because it's got the boys spelling.
Right. But it's like, I had the song on one time, and as I was listening to it, I knew it was Boys Lie, but there was a split second where I was like, is this Skater Boy? And it wasn't.
Wow.
So.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know that Bite Me makes the cut.
Bite Me does not make the cut. I'm so sorry. Bite Me and Love It When You Hate Me don't make the cut.
You're right. You're right. There's something about them that's not road trippy. It's not to take away from them as songs, but they're just not going to make the road trip cut.
Yeah. Even, I mean, I love All I Wanted. I don't think All I Wanted makes the cut in this. I think we have other songs that would accomplish what you would want All I Wanted to accomplish.
100%.
So.
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty strongly about this. I'm thinking Rock and Roll as well.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite song. We have to put it on there.
Exactly. It has to be because it's your favorite song. Yeah. So this all tracks.
What's your favorite Avril song? Like just your gut feeling favorite.
Oh, of course I can't think of the name of it right now. Hold on. Let me scroll to it. Hold, please. I saw it earlier.
All I wanted was you.
That one's up there. Honestly, All I Wanted is up there. It's so good.
I was going to cut me singing out of that, but now I guess I have to keep it.
Yeah.
Because it prompted that.
Damn it. Where the hell is it? Bitch in Summer is my favorite. I'm just
kidding. I was going to be like, really? I wouldn't guess that you'd ever listen to it.
Yeah.
Is it Goddess? Is it the Bananas song?
It's the Bananas song. How could it not be? It rocks. Oh, Fall to Pieces. I just love it. It's sweet.
Okay. Oh, you know what else I guess I thought was going to be your favorite was I'm With You. Is maybe
also a classic. Yes, I love it. Your favorite. But it's got to go to Fall to Pieces.
Sure.
It's just some very sweet fun. Nothing's going on. You don't have to have a single thought when you listen to it.
I mean, most Avril songs, you don't need to have a single thought. I've also realized I got really far away from the mic. I'm so sorry, guys, if I was really quiet there for a second.
Honestly, my sound is always oscillating in crazy ways when I listen to this podcast. I'm like, girl, what are you doing?
I know. I don't know how to fix it.
I don't know how to fix it, and I've never even attempted to. So, you know, if you hate our audio, write in and let us know. All press is good press, baby.
Yeah, literally. I have a question that's unrelated to road trips. Do you identify as a mother now?
Yeah.
Like, fully, like, if someone's fully. Like, oh, moms are like blah, 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 you'd be like, that's about me.
Yeah, I think so. I don't see a whole lot of that because I'm fully offline.
Right.
But I think I would probably, like, there are definitely mom things that I relate to now that I would not have been able to relate to before. Like, a part of my brain has changed.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that it changed at the moment of birth or like, no. Prior? Pregnancy or even before pregnancy?
After birth. Like, a week or two after when I was done being confused. And, like, it's a while. I don't know if this is always how it is when you have kids or if it's just the first time, but it's a very, like, confusing process. And then you don't have a kid, and then you have one, and then you're on a lot of meds if you're me, and you're just like, what is happening? And, like, when I first had this baby, I was like, I look at this baby, and I know that, like, it is a baby that I care about, but I also don't know them at all. And so I don't feel that, like, love.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have that instant, now I'm a mom feeling. I felt like, wow, this is so cool. And I'm going to get that feeling in the future. But it wasn't until I had sort of gotten my head on straight that I felt that way.
I was going to ask, because my mom, we have talked about this on the podcast, my mom always, because she thinks that, like, this is the universal experience of having kids, was that you, like, birth your child, and instantly with me, at least, and I think my sister too, but definitely with me, instantly she was like, oh, I know you. and like just felt this like very deep instant connection. And I've seen tweets from parents where they're like, I didn't like my kid for the first 6 months because they were a stranger in my home. Like, I took care of them. I did all the things, but I didn't like them.
Yeah, I think both things are extremely valid, and I can completely understand either thing. Because there was a little of that, like when I first held her, she moved in such a way that I was like, I recognize you.
Mm.
You know, like from feeling her kick and things like that. I knew that it was the same baby because I was worried that I was going to have a weird thing. This is a strange fear, and I've never heard anyone say this, but it sounds like something that would happen to me, which is that I was worried that she was going to be born and I was going to feel a sense of loss for the baby that I was expecting because that baby would be gone.
I thought you were going to say were worried the baby was going to get switched to the hospital and you would just, like, be confused about it, but, like, not say anything because you'd just be like, oh, they said this was my baby, and then you take it home and it's not your baby.
Oh, isn't that going to happen? I mean, I don't have that fear because, oh, my God, is she ever my clone? It's crazy. If you look at my baby pictures, this baby is a clone of me to the point where I'm like, how could another person have possibly been involved? This is just a second baby.
Maybe it was. Maybe George secretly isn't involved and you like do a DNA test and realize that 100% of her genetics are you.
I'm not kidding. It's not that the thought has occurred to me like I think that's true, but there is almost, because this baby, let me tell you, and this is probably just because I'm her mother, but this is the perfect baby to me, where if someone told me to fill out a survey about who the perfect baby is, it would be this baby. And I almost feel like I manifested her, even though that's not true.
Manifestation girlies would say that it was true.
True. You're right.
Actually, there's a hypnosis person that I used to listen to a podcast from, and I just kind of lost interest in the podcast, but I still think she's an interesting person. And she has, like, I think maybe 3 or 4 kids with her husband, and her husband is Hispanic and she is white. And I think the first, like, 2 kids came out and they looked a lot like the husband, because there's just, like, that kind of ethnic thing where kind of, like, just inherently she felt like they looked like him and looked Hispanic and didn't look like her at all. And she was like kind of sad about it because, like, yeah, they're still her kids, but, like, she wanted a kid that looked like her too. Right. And so she, like, manifested that, and then the 3rd or 4th kid did come out and it was, like, blonde hair, blue eyed, like, looked like her. So
that's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, this kid is my full clone. It's nuts.
All right, well, there's some baby content for you. We don't know why you guys tune into this podcast. We've said this a million times, but we don't know if you tune in for my personal life or to hear baby content. Or
yeah, you get a little sprinkle in my personal life. Why not?
It took me 74 episodes, but she finally talked about herself.
It's true.
Yeah, okay, so that's the Avril Lavigne Road Trip playlist. May and I will test this out. And you said the baby's 10 months, so it's, or 10 weeks, so it's about almost 3 months. You said 6 months, so we'll say 8 months to point of actual road trip, which puts us at the fall. Okay, so this is going to be a real long.
That's a good time to do it.
It is a good time to do it. It's just, we'll forget by that point.
We will for sure forget, but also it would be so fun to get a fire pit. You know, if we can get like a couple other people to go, it's up to 6 people per fire pit.
Well, I realized when I did that math, I did it incredibly wrong. I said 8 months from now, but I meant 8 months from date of baby being born.
Right.
So really, if we say November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, I did not do this well, but I think July, but that's not fire pit season. So at that point, if we want fire pit, we should have to wait.
Well, why don't we say the fall, because she'll be a year old, and then I can leave her with the grandparents whenever.
Yes.
That's great, leaving them with grandparents time.
Yes. Again, we're gonna forget, but that's fine.
We're absolutely gonna forget. Hey, send us an email, remind us to go to the Angry Orchard, the Angry Orchard Apple Orchard, whatever you want to call it. I did Google Angry Orchard Orchard and I won't apologize for that.
No, I think we should be calling it the Angry Orchard Orchard. And I do think someone should remind me, and or TikTok algorithm should just send me a video about it at the time, because that's how we found out about it the first time, and I just feel like that'll be good.
Facts. Yeah, they have bingo night January 25th. Let's go.
Don't tempt me with a good time that you can't partake in.
It's true. It says join us for angry bingo night. I'm really scared.
Do Do they have, like, trivia or something? I think that'd be more up my
alley. Trivia night, yep. They have a trivia night on January 12th that is Bob's Burgers edition. I will not be helpful. I only ever watch Bob's Burgers on planes.
I've seen every episode, and most of the episodes I've seen twice. Just not the current season. I've only seen the current season once.
Great. So you'll be carrying our team is what I'm hearing.
Yes. Okay, so let's... I'm not supposed to say your name. So the baby is gonna... So the baby's... Yeah, the baby's gonna come with us, and you'll just breastfeed at the orchard.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've done that in Disney, so it's fine. There's precedent for this. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they make nursing bras, right? Because if you're at home all the time doing it, you could just be shirtless, but, like, they make the bras for a reason.
Yeah.
All righty. This has been another episode of What More Can I Say, a Skater Boy Fan Cast.
Can I make it any more obvious?